93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington.
I feel like we don't have enough oxygen to breathe.
That pretty much sums it up. As blistering heat continues in Phoenix, temperatures have been at least 110 degrees there for 23 days straight. And it's not just hot, it's dangerous.
Officially, extreme heat kills roughly 700 people a year. But experts like Dr. Chris Tedeschi, a Columbia University emergency physician, believe the actual death toll is much higher.
At some point, your body's not made to function in these temperatures.
Also strained, power grids in Southern California, Arizona, and Texas. Some areas could see rolling blackouts.
That's CBS's Mark Strassman. Evacuations continue in Greece. CBS's Bradley Blackburn tells us why.
In Greece, it's the hottest weekend in 50 years, sparking wildfires that forced tourists to evacuate the island of Rhodes. Even the Acropolis in Athens was closed.
Houston police are still looking for a suspect after a shooting at a bar and nightclub last night that injured five people. Assistant Police Chief Ban Tien spoke to reporters.
Fortunately, our officer was nearby and was flagged down, was able to approach the scene, make it safe. And most important thing is to provide first aid, critical first aid and life-saving measure to one of the victims.
GOP presidential candidate and former Vice President Mike Pence says he's not concerned about the impact of former President Donald Trump's warning of violence if Trump is jailed over the January 6th riot.
It doesn't worry me because I have more confidence in the American people and in the people in our movement.
Pence was on CNN. Russia is continuing its nearly constant attacks on the Ukrainian port city of Odessa. The BBC's James Waterhouse is there.
Odessa's Transfiguration Cathedral hit by a Russian missile, a place of worship, a refuge now in ruins.
I think Russia has chosen Odessa as the main target. The most terrible thing is they've attacked innocent people.
Russia is deliberately targeting Ukrainian ports here, and no building is safe.
The attacks intensified after Russia on Monday withdrew from the UN-backed grain deal that allowed exports from Ukraine's southern ports. Two movies released Friday are expected to dominate the box office, Barbie and Oppenheimer.
We saw Barbie at 3, and then we're doing Oppenheimer at 6, so it's like a full day thing.
Moviegoers are leaning into the wildly different tones. Some 200,000 people bought advance tickets to see both movies on the same day, according to the National Association of Theater Owners.
That's CBS's Michael George. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A lot of people live in places in Wisconsin not served by a dentist. Mike Moan spoke with some people who say licensed dental therapists could close the gap.
The Kaiser Family Foundation says the U.S. needs to add nearly 12,000 dentists to close gaps in shortage areas. Wisconsin has 173 areas under that designation, leaving small town residents and marginalized populations without options to keep their teeth healthy. Matt Crispin of the Children's Health Alliance of Wisconsin says the state has done a good job in building up certain types of care in underserved areas, but there are limitations.
We take portable equipment out into communities and provide a considerable amount of preventive care in about 1,100 schools across the state. Unfortunately, about 40% of those kids that we see in schools need follow-up care, so fillings, extractions.
Crispin says coordinating that follow-up care is often challenging. He hopes Wisconsin joins the list of states to approve a licensing program for dental therapists. Supporters say they do a lot of the same types of work as dentists, including restorative care, but their employment costs are more manageable. The American Dental Association opposes the idea, citing safety concerns. But backers say these programs provide extensive training. Dr. Frank Catalanato of the National Coalition of Dentists for Health Equity says dental therapists have proven effective in states like Minnesota, suggesting they can help families elsewhere who have to travel great lengths for oral care.
Now, mom or dad doesn't have to take 4 hours of time off from work at their hourly job to take the kid to the dentist.
Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This time of year, the world's busiest airport is Oshkosh. During the Experimental Aircraft Association, EAA Air Venture. 10,000 airplanes fly in, typically 600,000 people visit, spending $170 million. Big numbers worth celebrating considering EAA started in a Milwaukee basement with a little more than 100 people 70 years ago. EAA runs through July 30th. Keep an eye to the sky if you're in the Oshkosh area. Daily air shows start at 2:30. I'm Terry Barr.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. It's Monday morning. Gilbert and Earl. Good morning, Earl.
Good morning, Gilbert. How you doing, man?
I'm good, baby. I'm good.
You know, good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Gilbert, I'm still trying to recover from this question that you're going to ask me later on in the show, man. My mind, you got my mind all tied up. Before we go there, I was looking at the New York Jets' first six games. Mm-hmm. And everybody talking about the New York Jets going to do this and the New York Jets going to do that because they've got Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. Look at this schedule, Gilbert. Game one, the Buffalo Bills. Game two, the Dallas Cowboys. Game three, the New England Patriots. Game four, the Kansas City Chiefs. Game five, the Denver Broncos. Game six, the Philadelphia Eagles. Hey, Gilbert, did you hear what I just said? They could go 1-5.
Earl.
hey, Gilbert, the Bills, the Cowboys, the Patriots, the Chiefs, the Denver Broncos, and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Guess what, Earl?
What?
They all pissed off because all they've been hearing all offseason is Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. They all pissed off. And here's the killer part, Earl. It don't matter if you got Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. Let's say even if you had Devontae Adams at receiver, you got who's the best? Barry Sanders. No, he a man amongst boys. Let's say Emmitt Smith at running back. It won't matter if they ain't got that offensive line right.
But you
so did. He better hope his offensive line is right. Last year they wasn't now. He better hope because it don't matter. We hoping that they is so he can play at 65% so we can get that draft pick.
But Gilbert.
He got to play all them snaps.
Gilbert, you heard those teams I rattled off. Those are championship caliber.
Have you ever heard the Jets' name mentioned in any of those teams that you just mentioned?
No. Ever. No, 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 no.
Okay,
no. So this is my point. The fact that the Buffalo Bills are considered a Super Bowl caliber team, the Dallas Cowboys, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Wait. Dallas Cowboys ain't considered nothing.
Well, come on.
Come on, man.
They may not be, but they're not somebody.
Yeah, you need to put them at the bottom of this when you're talking. You should have said Buffalo, then the Chiefs. You should have said the Chiefs first.
Well, I went based on the days.
All of them?
The days they're going to play them.
All of them are in the same division, though, yeah, right?
Well, no, because, let's see, Buffalo is that in the division.
They're in a tough division, yes.
Yeah, and
Denver was in that division, too,
They played Denver, and they played the Philadelphia Eagles. They could very easily go 1-5.
No, that's six. That's you got to play them twice. Right there, yeah. Six right there. So 0-6 right now.
Well, you're not predicting 0-6. We're just saying, even with the great Aaron Rodgers, with a schedule like that, they could very easily wind up 1-5.
If their offensive line don't hold up, it's going to be 0-6. Now, don't give them the 1-5. If they ain't got a good offensive line, it's going to be 0-6. Because all them defenses you just rattled off.
Yeah, they're powerful defenses.
They got some defenses, man.
Yeah, they got some powerful defenses. And I would venture to say, Gilbert, I haven't seen other schedules, but I would pretty much say they got to have the toughest top 5 or 6 games of anybody in the NFL.
And I hate to say this, Earl, but there's a difference in conference play. Now, Aaron Rodgers, I mean, if you playing back then, if you playing Chicago twice, if you playing Detroit twice, and you playing Minnesota twice,
it's going to be hell.
It's a difference. Listen now, it's a difference when you playing Philly twice and you playing Buffalo twice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That MVP stuff going to come a little bit harder. Not saying that he can't do it. But dog, the competition of the schedule is going to be different.
You know, man, just looking at that, and even though all this great talk about the Eagle, Aaron Rodgers, is like you said, we saw with the Packers last year, you know, he's not going to single-handedly be able to defeat these teams. These are the cream of the crop. And yes, man, when they look at that schedule, the fans probably, Gilbert, are believing that Aaron Rodgers is going to be able to come and work miracles, but not with what I just ran down.
That's the thing, Earl. It's like, even though, you know, he Aaron Rodgers, it's a whole different thing, because what you used to see all those years ain't going to be the same out there with those teams. Because we didn't see Buffalo. We haven't seen Buffalo in years.
No, man, but we know Buffalo is the real deal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So when Aaron Rodgers is in Green Bay, he know the tendencies. He know the teams. He know what he could do.
Right.
Now when he get out here with all these new guys, he got to change up his game.
So you mentioned something right at the top. You said, when the players see this and all the talk been about the New York Jets and Aaron Rodgers, they get a little hyped when they get ready to play him. Is that true?
Absolutely. They don't, you know, you've been little brother for a long time, so you're supposed to know your place. But when the head dog like us, and then you got the Detroit Lions that's coming up, and they got all this locker room material, and they got, I'm this, I'm that. And they be like, wait a minute, man. we still pop around here. Y'all, you know, so it fuels the fire, and they go really try to say, hey, man, y'all know y'all place. You go get in your place. Come down Sunday.
Okay, so, man, like I said, man, I just looked at that schedule, and then they've got the New York Giants again. They got the Chargers. They've got the Raiders. They got the Buffalo Bills again. They got the Miami Dolphins. They got the Atlanta Falcons. They've got Cleveland Browns. They got a tough schedule, man. They got a tough schedule. And so with all the excitement and all of that, and Aaron Rodgers coming, plus Aaron Rodgers is not any younger, Gilbert. He got another year on him. You know, so that scrambling that he used to do, he wasn't doing it as much last year. And I'd venture to say that he ain't going to do it as much this year because, you know, with that scramble, Gilbert, and you get out of the pocket, a cat can kind of put a lick on you, can't he?
Oh, my God. Hey. See, that's the thing when you say, don't you step across that line. It's full goal, brother.
Oh, so once you get past the line of scrimmage, you can be treated like a Raggedy Ann doll.
You can be treated like you owe me some money. And you ain't got to.
Hey, man.
Hey, we coming to collect, brother. and we hoping you don't slide. You cannot slide. That's why some of many guys get in trouble because they know they're going to slide, so they're trying to get there before they don't slide. And just lean your feet. If you lean your feet, you can't stop the momentum, right? Yeah, I know.
Anyway, man, I wanted to go here right quick, man, before we moved on. Who is it, man? He played, this young man played for the Packers for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And what's his name? Come on. Armani Rogers. You remember him?
Yes.
Okay. You know what he said the NFL stands for?
What?
Not for long.
You right. I might have said that on this show at one time.
Oh, you did? Yeah, man. He got 2 years in.
Yep.
With the Packers, he said, not for long.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of mentioned
you can't take it for granted, man. You got to do everything you got to do to stay on board. You cannot be satisfied with just making it. You got to improve every year. I had to improve every year that I played for the Green Bay Packers, or I was going to lose my job and be gone.
Well, you know, man, they invest that money and you're excited about being there, and it's something called resting on your laurels that the old folk used to say, man, what you used to do. You can't, mm-hmm. That don't matter. Last year.
It don't matter because they don't want to pay you that money. They're going to do, oh, this guy cheaper. Well, he better start doing what he got to do. We're going to keep it. You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
some cat that's outstanding, and they're going to pay extra money to get him to play your position. It don't matter.
We got to go to the break. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, 844-967-2789. Man, I'm going to let you ask me that question. I'm going to think on it during the break. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303.
Mandy Roberts proudly serves the central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit therifant.com/disclosure.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 a.m. WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 78. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 54. Tonight, partly cloudy. Highs around 79. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Low 80s Wednesday and Thursday. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. Chance for scattered storms Thursday.
You know me. Are you comfortable?
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You could text us at that same number. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. Gilbert, man, that question you asked, man, you want to ask that question, man. There's a question you said you wanted to ask of me, and my mind has not been able to stop working. Go ahead, ask the question, man.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Earl, because, we can live in a certain time and a certain place. You can learn a lot about a guy, you know.
Yeah, right.
About Boston, you know. And I wanted to ask you, you know, because it's so many people. And your list will change. After you open your mouth, your list will change, you know. Yeah. But living or dead, Earl. And I'm asking everybody out there in radio land, living or dead, if you had an opportunity to sit down with five people and eat dinner, who would that be?
You know, look, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. What are your lists? But Gilbert, you know, man, it's one of those questions that just turns your brain on and you can't turn it off. But here's my list. And number one, Jesus Christ.
You went there.
Well, hey, man, you said.
I don't want. Listen, I don't want to eat dinner with him, Earl, because he's going to break it down
to you. But I do.
That's what, like Reggie said, he's going to put on that video. He going to say, remember when you did this?
I do. No, Jesus Christ is my list.
Okay, that's one.
Mother Teresa.
Oh, my God.
That's two. Is number two. Dr. King.
Okay.
Is number three.
I got to take him off my list.
Thurgood Marshall, former Supreme Court Justice.
Y'all got the same hairdo.
And and last but not least, he's living today. Jimmy Carter, former President Jimmy Carter. That's my list, and all of those people. Dedicated their lives to helping other people. That's my list, man. My list is predicated on people who gave their lives trying to make other people's lives better. It's what I try to do with my life. So that's why I chose the list that I chose.
That's wow. I mean that's a deep list. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to get that deep.
I know, man, but you when you ask the question like
that. It's your list.
Yeah, you really have to start thinking, man. That's a great question, Gilbert. It's an absolute. Look, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, Gilbert. Your list, man. Your list.
Wow, man. I mean, my list is for learning and the questions that I have and the admirement of what they have done.
Right.
At the top of my list would be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wow, man.
He is to me one of the most interesting guys through his work and his determination to be somebody. You know what I'm saying? He to me is a very interesting guy, and I would love to sit down and break bread with him and pick his mind.
He was and is, you know, a man who's accomplished a whole lot in his life, man.
My number two. Would be Denzel Washington.
That's another look. Denzel is without question a guy, man, who's more than an actor.
Yes,
yeah,
he's humanitarian. Yeah. and
brilliant, a brilliant human being, man.
Yes, and one of the questions I would ask him is, "How did you get so pretty?"
Wait a minute, man.
Okay, so
let me say this, man. In my day,
let me get to my third before you get. Let me get to my third guy
behind me.
My third guy will be President Obama. I would love to sit down and have dinner with him. And I know he's a Bear guy. He loves the Chicago Bears and all that other stuff.
I can't.
But still, I mean, just what he been through, and how did he do what he did?
Right.
You know, my fourth guy will be another one of my favorite actors.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. That punishing heat that is affecting most of the country, it's not going away. Lynette Charles is a meteorologist at the Weather Channel.
This heat will continue to expand. So before it's all said and done, on your Monday, we're looking at 178 million people above 90 degrees. And as we head into Wednesday, 224 million people will be above 90 degrees.
A rapidly moving wildfire in Greece has forced thousands of evacuations.
The massive fire on the Greek island of Rhodes continues to burn out of control as windy weather makes it harder for firefighters to contain the blaze.
That's CBS's Haley Ott. GOP presidential candidate and former Vice President Mike Pence says he's not concerned that former President Trump has warned of violence if he's jailed over the January 6th riot.
No, I have more confidence in the American people than that. I hear my former running mate's frustration in his voice.
Pence was on CNN. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench, in so holding the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says
we're good.
Doesn't.
We're good. You can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow. A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
To all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock to my tape
all
hot.
Right. Smoking weed and bamboo. To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger is in full effect as Gilbert is on the case. So before we went to break, phone lines open again at 844-967-2789. Gilbert asked me a question that I still knocking around in my brain, man. You know, you asked me, If I could pick out 5 people, alive or deceased, that I would choose to sit down and sup with, who would they be? And you, I gave my list and you gave me yours, and let's go over yours again.
First, I had Arnold Schwarzenegger. Second, I had Denzel Washington. Third, I had Obama. Fourth, I had Kurt Russell. My fifth is a twofer. My father passed away in 1992, and my brother passed away in 2012. I would love to have one more dinner with those two.
Oh, man.
One more dinner.
Oh, man, that's, you know, you really opened up a can of worms with that, man, because, you know, having lost five sisters and brothers, you know, you really do hit on a point or a spot that really, man, chokes you up because,
yeah,
you know, when you lose those people you love, which we realize is a part of life, you know, and accepting, having to accept that makes us, you know, but man, I'm at a loss for words with that, man, because it makes me think about my own life and my loved ones that are no longer here. But yeah, it's a great point, Gilbert.
It's a different thing when it's immediate family,
right?
You understand? I mean, if you got a cousin or somebody that's kind of, you know, but somebody you grew up with,
right?
24 hours a day. 7 days a week, it makes an impression.
Let me ask you, man. It shows a different side of you, because to even ask that question means that, you know, that you kind of, your mind is in a whole, that's a whole different stratosphere than football, right? And so part of why, you know, we wanted to do Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger was to introduce people to the other side of who you are. And so asking the question, that question really shows a caring, thoughtful person who really, you know, is able to look at life and put it in perspective. So I want to thank you for asking the question, man, because, you know, it's already led me to want to do the rest of my show and asking that question to the audience, because, and spend the next whole hour opening that up, because that really, man, I'm almost at a loss for words.
Yeah, it makes you think, girl. You know what I'm saying? It makes you think. It makes you remember.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, Earl, I'd be in the car by myself hours at times.
Right.
And my mind wonders, you know?
Yeah.
So I actually, here's a deep question for you, Earl, and Radio Land, you know, since we talk about life. When your eyes close for the last time, what happens?
What happens?
You ever thought about that? When your eyes close for the last time, what happens?
You mean what happens to you or me? Or
what happens, Earl? We talking about what happens.
Well, the life that we know. And this can be is based on conjecture and opinion. The life that we know ends. What happens, you know, and the physical body begins to deteriorate because the essence of who a person really is not in the physical.
I know that, Earl. I know all that. I'm asking you because I know you don't know.
Nobody knows.
When you close your eyes, what happens? I wonder about that.
Well,
I wonder, dude, when you close your eyes, do you still hear the last things as you going away? Do you see light? Do you see fire?
Well, there are people.
Some people, do you see fire when your eyes close?
Well, there are people who will say that they've experienced that before and they were and that they were on the way back. But Gilbert, this is a little bit too heavy.
I'm just putting it out there, man. But I got another topic we can talk about.
I got something else to talk about too, but go ahead. What's the topic you want to talk
about? Let's talk about them two boys that I've been pushing forever to get into this Hall of Fame that they call. And we got two guys on deck. You ever seen Life? You ever seen Life, that movie Life?
Yeah, come on, man.
With Martin Lawrence. Man, with Martin Lawrence.
One of the great, and Eddie Murphy, one of the greatest movies Eddie ever Murphy. Made. One of the greatest movies ever made.
I love it when they say, you on deck.
Yeah.
You on deck. You on deck. And then my man Eddie Murphy said, or you could be going to the upper room. Yeah. But I'm saying these two guys are on deck from the Green Bay Packers. I'm talking about my man that I've been pushing forever. Sterling Sharp is now a semifinalist for the NFL Hall of Fame, along with a dude that got a street named after him in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Who is that?
Mike Holmgren.
So let me say,
I'm just waiting on my street. I'm just saying.
So let me say why. Sometimes you wonder, well, why is it so important that people wind up in Hall of Fames? Why are there Hall of Fames? Why is that important? And I can tell you why it's important.
Why is it important?
As a guy who is never going to be in any Hall of Fame. But let me tell you why it's important, Gilbert.
Yeah.
It's important because a lot of people live and die. And there's only a select few that will ever be remembered forever. And that's the people in the halls of fame. All the people who live and die and are forgotten. Doesn't matter. People do a lot of different things, but they're forgotten. But when you make the Hall of Fame, it's not just an ego thing, man. It's a fact. Listen, they still talk about Don Hutson, right?
Mm-hmm.
How long ago Don Hutson been dead? Come on, man. How many generations have come and gone, and they still talk about Don Hutson?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Don Hutson didn't play by himself the last time I checked, Gilbert.
Right.
He played with a lot of other guys, right?
Right.
The only one they talk about from that era is Don Hutson, you know. And so that Hall of Fame, let me ask you, because you in the Hall of Fame, are you in the Hall of Fame at Kansas?
Yes.
Okay. You in the Hall of Fame at Green Bay? You in the Hall of Fame at your high school?
Yes.
Okay. So what does that mean to you?
It means everything, man, because not long did I do something, my hard work, I got recognized for. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's kind of like when you go to work every day, you finally be employee of the month. You can hang that on your wall and be proud of that.
Right.
That's what I do. You know, I went to a gig the other day, right? And I walked in and everybody's in there. It was a Moose Lodge. So it's a lot of older people in there.
The Moose Lodge. Wait a minute. Gilbert Brown going to the Moose Lodge.
And they had some good fried fish up in there. They had some good fried fish up in there.
Hey, where was it at?
It was a catfish too, dog.
I know. Where was it at?
Oh my God, I knew you was gonna ask me that. It was
in Wisconsin?
Yeah, it was in Wisconsin. Okay. It was in West Bend. Okay. So I walked in there, right, and all these people, you know, and they hey, And this old lady come up to me and she says, why ain't you got your Packers shirt on? What's wrong with you? You know, and I'm quick on my feet now. I'm quick on my feet, girl. I said, ma'am, if you worked at Burger King every day, would you want to walk around after you get off of work with a Burger King shirt on? She looked at me and she said, You're right.
So
get out of the way, ma'am.
So just the fact that to reach those pinnacles in life, all these people who play football, only a handful of them, man. And that's what you're talking about with Mike Holmgren now. That's what you're talking about with Sterling Sharp.
Let me say this, Earl. You did everything in between those lines. Now, let's say you 50, 60, shouldn't even be this long. All you got now, or all you holding on to now, is to get that gold jacket. I can rest in peace after I get that gold jacket. It's a guy, I'm talking about Sterling, because we need to help get him in there. But it's another guy. He's damn near on his deathbed. And he should have been in there. And I'm talking about Steve Mongo McMichael of the Chicago Bears.
Oh, yeah.
He got ALS. He should have been in there before that. Now, I probably will never get in there because I run my mouth too much. Or my stats ain't good. I don't know. But what I do know is if these guys got the power to get these guys in before they can't see it theirself, they're notorious for giving you that honor
after you're gone.
After you're gone.
Right.
How about we give them that honor when they deserve it?
So you talk about Mongo McMichael, number 75 for the Chicago Bears. He was a monster. 76. He was a monster. He was an absolute monster, Gilbert. And so why do you think that, and he was on the Super Bowl Bears. So why do you think McMichael is look how long it took Jerry Kramer, man.
I'm not saying just because his play. He's one of those Cro-Magnon dudes that used to take your head off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was back when they were still doggone their head slapping.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? He deserves it, Earl. Come on, man.
You know.
Him at Earl.
Listen, we got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the grave digging. A little emotional this morning, man. You really touched on some things. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment.
We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at the same number, under the helmet with the Gravedigger. You know, Gravedigger, man, my head is still spinning from that question, and it probably will be for some time now as I wrestle with that. But for those of you who are just joining us, the Gravedigger asked me earlier about if you had a chance to sit down and have dinner with five people, who would that be, live or dead? And so, but anyway, let's get back, man, to, you know, even the Ring of Honor, the Hall of Fame at Lambeau Field, George Kuntz, man. What do we need to do to get George Kuntz in there, man?
Oh, my God.
Dr. George Kuntz. And you know, and man, just a good man. Oh, man, brilliant guy. Was a hell of a football player. What do we need to do to, maybe we can make that happen, right?
We need to, man. And I'm glad you said, George, because I met another great linebacker this weekend. Another great man this week. You know,
Hall of Famer.
When I got to hang out with Mr. You hear what I said?
Right.
Mr. Mike Singletary. He's a Chicago Bear, but sometimes when you see greatness, you got to respect greatness, no matter what that helmet was.
Right.
And Mr. Singletary was a great linebacker, but oh my God, he's a great human being. He is a great human being, man. And to be into the NFL Hall. He got a gold jacket. He got a gold jacket, well-deserved gold jacket, because he kicked a lot of tail. You know, leading into that, it's right. Singletary. My homeboy, George Kuntz, was another great middle linebacker. Great, you know? But many guys. It's a list of guys I wish was in there.
Let me ask you, man. Middle linebackers, they don't play 4-3s as much anymore, right?
No.
So the game has changed.
Yes.
And so that guy who used to command the middle.
Yeah.
And
he has to be a bigger athlete now.
Yeah, he has to be a much bigger athlete. And yeah. they play a lot more, 3-4s.
Yeah.
And which means that middle, you know, you got two inside linebackers, two outside linebackers. And mm-hmm. and so it's not much. That's more of a passing kind of defense, right?
Right. Right.
Because they're not running the ball like they used to.
Passing and blitzing more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just like in that essence, you know, the fullback was being phased out of the game.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? The game evolves. So the linebacker has to be able to cover and blitz, not just fill the hole now.
Right.
If you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's more of a hybrid
mm-hmm.
kind of guy. He's a linebacker, and he got to be a lineman. So he got to be a big, pretty big guy, right?
Yeah. He got to be physical. He got to be
fast.
But he got to be smart. Remember what I said, 90% mental.
Right.
10% physical. You got to know who's supposed to be.
He's got to be able to read the play as quickly as he can so he doesn't put himself in a position of
be out of position.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if he's out of position, all hell breaks loose.
But here's the key. Here's the key, Earl. Mike Singletary can play in both eras. George Kuntz can play in both eras.
But
he's physical, fast, and smart.
So you look at the difference in their physical size.
No.
No, I'm saying Mike Singletary, a lot smaller physical guy than George Kuntz, right?
Yeah. But then again, you got to look at Sam Mills.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Sam Mills, 5'5", 5'9".
And he could play in this and that era. Just because it ain't their size, it's their heart and their determination up here in the head.
You know, Gilbert, when I always hear that, I always say, wait a minute. Size does matter, because if you're a little guy and you got a 340-pound offensive, because a 300-pound offensive lineman that, you know, is built like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he coming at you, you got to be able to use your hands and kind of get out of there, right? Little guy, he got to be smart.
I have seen with my own eyes on two occasions with these two linebackers, them three linebackers I'm talking about. When the offensive guard come out 6'3", 6'4", 350 pounds, I've seen them drop them to a knee. I have seen it. Earl, it don't matter how big the dog is how much the fight is in the dog. So
is that getting up? You don't want to get up under a guy like that. I mean, what can you... You're not physically stronger than a guy like that, Gilbert.
You have to get up under the guy. If you standing over top of the guy, he gonna get you. It's all about leverage.
Okay.
Leverage counts.
Okay.
And if leverage you up under his chin, and you bring in thunder.
And leverage is getting up under him.
Getting up under him, yes. If you standing over top of him, your legs are too straight. You ain't got no strength in your base.
Okay.
You got to have strength in your base to do things, Earl. I ain't never met no dude standing up like trying to block somebody. I ain't never seen that.
Yeah, so that's where they get the leverage from. But don't they, I mean, when there's a big guy like that, don't you have to, you can't fool around trying to get around him because the player get beyond you, right? You got to take him on. Is that what you're saying?
Because they smart. Because offensive linemen are taught. If you get into it, engage with a guy, and he starts to go to the left, you ain't got to do all that work. Just push him to the left. He going to use your momentum to go where he wants you to go.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You got to be able to take him on, find the ball, get rid of him, and make the tackle.
You know, man, we're getting closer to the season and to camp, and so our whole thing going to change with Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger.
Yeah, it's football time.
Because we're going to be right into football, and you're going to see a major change in all of that. But until then, man, I'm enjoying, having these conversations with you, dear brother.
You got to, Earl. I'm a cool dude, man.
Yeah.
Cool dude.
I'm still not accepting the fact that you didn't include me as one of the top five you want to have dinner with.
Yeah, me and you going to sit around and eat some popcorn and watch some TV.
Hey, I'm only joking. We got to run, man. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, man. Love it. Love you.
Love you too, brother.
And we'll be back. Got to go
to Calvin, I'll holler at you.
844-967-2789.
Tell Big Daddy I said what's up.
We'll be right back.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at SoundItOutTogether.org, brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.